What's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything and everything that can drive a sane person stark raving mad. It could be about sports, weather, politics, music. It could be about the bus, the train, the crackheads in the neighborhood. It could be about a lot of things that really piss me off, but this is not even the rant that I planned for today, but since it just happened and I'm literally seething, I figured what better time to like just get this out, and because I think I've ranted about gentrification before, but this was insane, and this woman was really off her fucking rocker. So here is literally what just happened. There was an actual piece of garbage, and I went and fuck Trumped it up, and I get up and I start to walk away, and a woman says to me, "Oh, instead of writing, you know, fuck Trump, you should have wrote fuck gentrification." And I said, "Okay, all right, you know, feel your feelings, go ahead." Like, she said, "No, and all you white people, when the FBI was taking away these," I said, "What? All you don't?" I said, "Wait a second. This is what I say to everybody that comes. Do you know me? Do you know me? Do you know how long I lived here? Do I know you from somewhere?" Because obviously not, or else you wouldn't have said something like that to me. So she says that, and I turn around, and that's exactly what I said to her. And she like put her hand up and started to walk away. And I said, "Really? You're going to say something like that, and then you're just going to keep walking? I mean, I'm more than willing to have the conversation with you, but you can't run your fucking mouth and then like say some dumb shit and then just keep walking away. Doesn't work like that." So she turned around and she took her hat off, and I don't know if she took her hat off because I don't know. Was she you ready? You want to swing? She like started to walk back at me like she was ready to throw down, and I'm like, oh, are we gonna fight? So I was like, look, I could swing, but we don't, you know, we could have this discussion. So she says to me, "Yeah, all you white people coming up. I remember when Harlem wasn't white." I said, "Really? That's funny, because are you from she had a Caribbean accent. So I turned around, I said, "Are you from here? Do I know you? How long you been living up here? Because I don't think you're from here." And then she put her hat on and turn back away and like put her hand up like, "I'm done with you. You're done with me. You started this shit, bitch. You started it. Now you're getting pissed because I'm calling you out because you're not from here either. First of all, you're gonna assume that because I'm white, you think that I'm part of the gentrification problem. You don't know how long I've been living up here. You don't know my history. What am I supposed to take out my hood card? Take out my street credit card and then like read off to you my history of how long I've been up in this neighborhood before I even lived here, when I was working at the PAL on 123rd and 8th in the front of a condemned Con Ed building because we had nowhere else to go and the kids needed an after school program? We could go there. I got no problem telling you who I am and where I've been and my connection here. And I still know those kids, and they'll always be my kids, and these are kids that have kids. And they grown. And I still see them in the Rite Aid and in the supermarket, on the street, in the park. And they still call me Miss Randy. And they still come over to me. And they still hug me. And I still see their mom. Or any other member of their family. Say, "What's up? How's everything? That's how community works. And it still works like that today. I mean, who are you? Who is this woman? How's that going to come out your mouth? You want to start shit and then you don't want to stay around to write the check. You're behind, can't cash. What the fuck? I don't get it. First of all, let's talk. Do you know your history? You live here. Best believe that if you're going to shoot off that dumb shit about gentrification, you better know who was here before you. Do you know who lived up around Marcus Garvey Park? Do you know about the Jewish history of Harlem? Do you know about the Harlem Renaissance? Do you know all about that? All you know about is what you think you know about gentrification. You pissed because you see more white people up here. And it's not only white people. You've seen a whole lot more diversity up here. But you want to assume because I'm white, I'm part of the problem. I'm not part of the problem. You don't know me. You don't know how upset I am that some of these buildings going up are taking the place of the brownstones and the architectural history of Harlem. It's a shame. It's a shame that the only area that's able to hold on to that is up in Sugar Hill. Hopefully that won't ever change. But you don't know who's selling the brownstones. You know who's buying the brownstones, a lot of them. But who owns them? Who's cashing out the money and who's moving out? Who let those buildings fall apart? Who let them completely collapse from the inside out? Left them gutted and vacant by the block load. And now people that own that lot and own that land and or own that building are cashing the fuck in. And they're not staying. They're getting the fuck out of Dodge. And you want to tell me that you can't only blame it. She's like, the FBI was coming and taking over this. When? I've been up here a long ass time. I didn't see no FBI coming in and kicking people out. And this is not, I am not getting into a statistical, data-driven discussion. We could do that. Give me some time to do some research. You want to talk about the broken windows theory and take that deep dive and all the complacency that has happened in neighborhoods in the past, what people are willing to tolerate, what they don't have a choice to live with or deal with because of the whole snitches getting stitches mentality. And that's legit shit. You got to live somewhere. You best believe you're not ratting anybody out if you want to make it home at night. And those are the same people standing on the block that are almost, they locked the block down. That's also part of the problem with all this petty little bullshit gang crap going on now. There are no more OGs in the neighborhood. It used to be, you used to know who was running the block. You used to know who you could go to if you had a problem. If a kid was getting bullied or picked on, or there was some drama popping up, you knew who you could talk to. Just say, yo, hold this down. Like, this is not supposed to be happening. Like, can you keep an eye out for this kid when he walks home? He's having a problem. People would do that. That's the way this shit worked, for better or for worse. That's the way it was. That's gone now. That's gone. That doesn't happen anymore. Maybe in some neighborhoods it does, but not up here in Harlem anymore. That's just the way it is. That's just the way the cycles of neighborhoods evolve and work. And if you got people coming up here that are paying more money to live up here, they're going to want different amenities. And I'm all for supporting the mom and shop pops, and it sucks when they go. And it sucks when the landlords are the ones bleeding them dry and quadrupling their rent. So they don't have a choice but to go. But it's more about the neighborhoods and the quality of life situations that's really pissing people off. But they won't tell you that because nobody else wants to open their mouth because they're afraid. Nobody wants to call anybody out. And by the way, I haven't seen that woman sitting in one community police meeting. Not one community meeting, not one. Because everybody knows me because I have no problem opening my mouth and calling it like it is. And that's how it is. I don't care that you want to barbecue. I don't care that you want to sit on the block and play your music. I just care that you're respectful and clean up your damn trash. Barbecue all you want. It makes the neighborhood smell great. I love the smell of barbecue. I love the summer vibe in the hood. Music blasting, people outside. It's when the shit pops off and gets crazy because people get stupid drunk and then they think you took their dice or cheated at CeeLo or some shit, and then guns come out and people get stupid. You don't have to get stupid, but this bitch gonna think that I'm the problem. And I'm not supposed to turn around and say something? Fuck out of here. That's not how it works. But apparently she got pissed when I turned around and asked her where she was from with her Caribbean accent. Because I said, you from here? How long you been living up here? I haven't seen you around. I haven't seen you on the block. I haven't seen you in the park. I haven't seen you in the supermarket. But best believe I will remember you. I'll be sure to see you and let you know the next time. Hey, it's me. The one you blame for gentrification. What the fuck? But then she didn't want to talk. Then she wanted to turn around, put her hat on, and keep it moving. I mean, you're going to run your mouth. You better be able to, you better be able to write the check you're behind can't cash. You're going to do that? You're going to write the check you're behind can't cash. You run your mouth too much. You better do a little Googling, and you better check your history, and you better know what the fuck you're talking about. And nobody should have to pull any type of street. You don't know if I'm a tourist. You don't know if I'm somebody's brother. You don't know who I am walking through here. You don't know how long I've lived here. You don't know if I just moved here. I mean, I guess if somebody's a tourist moved here or nothing, they're going to be more quiet. But this shit pisses me the fuck off. I'm tired. I'm so fucking tired of it. And by the way, if you don't like it here, bitch, move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Move, bitch. I mean, Ludacris said it a lot better. He sounds a lot better when he says it. But if nobody's forcing you to stay here either. And you can't help that people want to move up here. You can't help that people want to live here. It's close to the park. Everything is changing. It's close to the park. It's convenient transportation. It's a nice neighborhood. And people start to get to know each other. Whether you have a dog and you hang out up at the hill or you got kids and you hang out at the park. I remember when we couldn't even hang out in fucking Morningside Park because it was so fucking dangerous. We had to take the kids to the school playground. And if the playground was open, they could play there because we couldn't get in the park. Because of all the crackheads and the pit bulls and the gang shit and all that kind of nonsense. But everybody was okay when the PAL got like a $19 million brand new building. God only knows what the hell we were breathing in that space over on 123rd. That was a hole. But yet every kid showed up after school because they had nowhere to go. And we showed up because we knew that they needed us to show the fuck up. And when you care about the kids and you care about the community and you care about the families, they don't give a fuck what the color of your skin is. They don't care. They don't care about where you're from, who you're married to, who you're dating, what your religion is. They don't care. They want you to care about their damn kids. And they want you to be role models for their damn kids. That's how it should be. That's how it was. And I say this every time, not one kid, not one person. When I worked in that building and someone came looking for me, did anybody ever say, oh, you mean the white lady that works? I was never that. I was always and still am Miss Randy to them. Still, even now they see me. That's the way they greet me. And that's the way I see them. I still see them at my knee. It's crazy. They got kids. They got beard. They're dudes. They're women. They have jobs. They're still kids to me. That's how community. And this bitch gonna come out and say, you white people. Listen, bitch, there's plenty of bougie-ass black folks moving up here. Why don't you hang out outside one of these doormen building and why don't you do a survey? Take a clipboard and then mark down how the diversity of the people coming in and out of every fucking building. And then you tell me. I'm guessing the majority might be white, but there is a mix. And the professions are varied and there's diversity in the people and the types of families. And who gives a shit? You clean up after yourself. You're a decent person. You're respectful. You treat people with respect. You give back to the community. That's the kind of people I want to be around. I don't care what the fuck color you are or where you're from. You could be from fucking Mars for all I care. Just don't be a fucking Trump supporter. Then we have a problem. Do not be a Trump supporting Republican. You could be anything else. But this chick was like coming out of her face like, what? My fault? I could not even believe that she, and then she runs her mouth and wants to keep walking. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way with me. But of course you got nothing to say to back it up. So when I stepped to her and called her out for it, because clearly you weren't born here. We don't speak like, I don't have an accent like that. I lived in the damn Bahamas. I don't even have an accent like that. My grandparents spent time in the British West Indies and they don't even have an accent like that. They got papers from Trinidad. Look, I don't have an accent like that. How far back you want me to go? That is some bullshit. That's ridiculous. I want to go back right now. I swear to God, I want to go back outside. I want to walk around the neighborhood. I want to find this chick. I want to find this chick and I want to finish this conversation because that shit got me hot. I am lit. I'm pissed. I'm legit pissed. I'm so sick of this damn gentrification bullshit. You can't stop it. You can't stop it. What you can do is participate in your community. Go to the community meetings. Support local business. Don't just run your damn mouth and blame everybody else for the problem. There's a lot of people to blame, and I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying that gentrification doesn't suck on a lot of levels. Because let me tell you, if I hadn't been up here so long, I'd be one of those people that would be pushed out. So I get it. I get how it can piss people off. But you cannot assume that it's every single white person you see. How'd she not know that I wasn't looking for the damn train? to go back to like Staten Island or some shit. I don't know. This shit's ridiculous. You got to know what you're talking about. You got to know your history, or else you come off like an ignorant motherfucker. You look dumb. She looked dumb, and I wasn't willing to let it get away with. I was just going to let her know, you dumb. You are dumb. Thank you for sharing your dumbness. I got to go get my laundry. And that's exactly what I did. So, I can't wait. I don't even know where she lives. Let's see if this saga continues. But in the meantime, there's not much more I could say. I gotta go get some coffee. I gotta go calm the fuck down because I'm really heated. I mean, that she really just pushed all the wrong buttons. I get so pissed at that. You can't be angry at people that want to come up and like live somewhere and have a good life and like raise their kids in a decent neighborhood and be proud of where they live. Really, I'm trust me, you hear me every time. I tweet, I take pictures of every time my dog's almost choking on a damn chicken bone because you're too lazy to take two steps and throw the shit in the garbage. And my shit's across the board. The other day I said something to some white dude, went to throw his coffee cup in the garbage can, missed, cracked a joke, missed it, left the cup, and didn't even turn around and try to pick the cup. I said, you know, you live here, bro? I live here. You want to pick up your shit? And I did that to someone else as they were across the street from a Rite Aid, and the dude flicked his cigarette butt. And he was standing there with his two friends waiting for a cab. I was like, we're waiting for some Uber or some shit. And I said, dude, really? Like, you could, there's a literally an arm's length away from you. You could put the cigarette out and throw it in the garbage can. And I know I could just shut my mouth because everybody does it, and one cigarette is not gonna change the planet. But one cigarette might change the fucking planet. And by the way, bro, I live here. That's disgusting. I'm gonna let you know. And he was embarrassed. One guy was embarrassed, picked up the cigarette, said, sorry, yo, put it in the garbage can, and got in the cab. I was like, thanks. The other dude just laughed it off and kept on walking, left his coffee cup in the street and kept on walking. It was a big fucking joke. People live here. I don't want to step over your shit. I don't want to pick up your damn dog's poop, throw your garbage in the garbage can. I don't smoke all the weed you want. Just throw the blunt wrappers away and all the shit all over the sidewalk. Just clean the fuck up after yourself. It's home training. A lot of people don't have it. But that's also part of the problem. And then they think that all white people do is come up here and complain about how dirty and disgusting it is. Well, if it's dirty and disgusting, people are going to say it's dirty and fucking disgusting. And it's not only white people. There's plenty of other people that don't want to live in dirty and disgusting. Some people, you know, it depends where you live. It goes back to what you could say and what you can. By the way, there's apps for that. So if you want to complain anonymously about shit, you could use the apps. Go to 311. They got a great app for that. But You gotta take some pride in like where you live, because if that's how you live outside on the street, I don't even want to know how you live inside. I still want to know where this chick's from. Bitch with the Caribbean accent, getting all pissed. People are coming up to Harlem. Where do you come from? You didn't start here. All of a sudden, you want to claim it like it's yours too. Well, you gotta share. That's all. Sharing is caring. Man, I'm exhausted from that. I gotta go take a lozenge or something. Stupidity is exhausting. Stupid people wear me out. And this wasn't even the rant that I had planned. So now I gotta put that one on hold and wait, because it has absolutely nothing to do with this. It's like 180 degrees difference. I can't even talk about this Lincoln because he's on the other side of the world. And like, I mean, I probably couldn't even wait to get to the Hill tomorrow to talk about it. I had to do this now. So this is best yet was fresh. This is as fresh as it gets. Right out the oven. All right, I'm done. I can't even go on anymore. All right. So look, you know where to find me by now on iTunes and Stitcher. You can subscribe to free. You can subscribe for free. And you can also, you know, ask my biggest fan. I only eat sugar. She'll let you know. We're going worldwide. Probably not so much, but we're going to try. Anyway, you could find me on Twitter. Let me know. I mean, I don't know if anybody else goes through this. Does anybody else get shit said to them like that? Maybe it's because I put myself out there and like, I like a blinking light above my head? Like, we'll fight back with stupid fucking people. I don't know. Let me know what you think. You can find me on Twitter and on the Instagram at Doodleheads, DoodleHedz. Subscribe. If you got anything you want to rant about, let me know. I could probably find a way to get myself pissed about it because it's not too difficult. I'll get that other rant done also sooner rather than later. But in the meantime and in between time, that's all I got on this dumb chick that really managed to piss me off. And now I got to go put my laundry away. So I'll leave it at that. And as always, listen, thanks for listening. And we'll be back with another rant. So I'm out of here. Peace and hair grease.